Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2451, with the release date of Friday, October 18th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST, a proposal to harmonize the 40-meter band in Region 3, a new world record for receiving call signs in CW, and a North Carolina repeater transmits a message of hope. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2451 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
Our top story this week takes us to IARU Region 3, where a study of the 40-meter band's varied allocations has produced a proposal to harmonize the band. The recommendations could ultimately have a far-reaching effect in other regions. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, brings us up to date.
A proposal to harmonize use of the 40-meter band across Region 3 of the IARU will be taken up by members at the next conference, in the hopes that this may lead to even broader harmonization with IARU Regions 1 and 2. The IARU's proposal is the result of a recent consultation by the Wireless Institute of Australia with the goal of finding band plans for various modes that could ultimately form the basis of a global agreement. The committee noted in its report that one of the biggest challenges was to settle on an equitable redistribution of use of the spectrum based on activity and demand within the various modes. The proposal noted that very little spectrum is set aside for the digital modes and discusses the potential use of channelization of the bands for digital modes. To deal with the challenge of allocations that include SSB and CW, the committee studied, among other things, activity shown on ClubLog. In addition to its intent to change some things, the committee reaffirmed the need to retain certain long-standing rules. The start of CW operation from the bottom of the band and SSB operations from the top, with data modes occupying the boundary area between the two. The proposal asked for accommodations for emergency traffic so as to limit the possibility of QRM from other amateur activity. To download the full proposal in PDF format, visit the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Congratulations were given freely in Tunisia to a young Romanian ham who set a new world record while competing in the 20th IARU High Speed Telegraphy World Championship. 13-year-old Ioannis Scutaru, Y08YNS, won a gold medal and broke the record he set last year in the category of call sign receiving. According to the competition's website, his total score of 311,192 points represents his maximum copy speed of 1,126 characters per minute, an equivalent just exceeding 225 words per minute. An announcement on the championship's website said, "This remarkable achievement showcases not only Ioannis's dedication and skill, but also the talent of the Romanian ham community." His father, Lucian, Y08SLC, told Newsline in an email that Ioannis has been a ham for a little less than 6 years. A veteran of software development has been named the new director of technology for Amateur Radio Digital Communications. We hear about him from Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Congratulations to software developer Skylar Earle, N0GIS, who has joined the team at Amateur Radio Digital Communications as its new director of technology. Announcing his arrival on their website, ARDC called Skylar uniquely qualified for the post because of his long history in open source software development, ham radio, and wireless technology and engineering management. He has been a licensed ham since 2011 and is a former member of the Auxiliary Communications Service in San Francisco, California, which operates in times of crisis. Skylar is the co-author of Mapping Hacks, published in 2005 by O'Reilly Media. The book explores the potential held by free open-source geographic information systems. In Sonoma County, California, he was able to establish a cooperative that helped bring high-speed internet access to a rural community living in the coastal hills. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Organizers of the World Radio Sport Team Championship to be held in the UK in 2026 have announced the location of the headquarters hotel. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, brings us that news.
Organisers of the prestigious World Radio Sport Team Championship have announced that its headquarters will be at Wyboston Lakes in Bedford in the east of England. Mark, M0DXR, chairman of the UK Organising Committee, said that anyone interested in attending the event as a spectator will be able to book their place through the WRTC 2026 website starting in 2025. The WRTC will feature 50 competing two-person teams operating throughout the counties of Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Norfolk. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It's not too early to start thinking about January 2025 and Straight Key Month, an event run by the Straight Key Century Club. Randy Sly, W4XJ, explains why.
If you think that the Straight Key Century Club may have designs on the future, you're right. As the club does every year, it is extending an invitation to its members to submit an imaginative and attractive QSL card to be sent out following the annual Straight Key Month activity in January. The K3Y event will mark the club's 19th anniversary. In mid-December, the submitted designs will be presented to club members for a vote. The most popular design will appear on the official K3Y QSL card, and as before, 12 other top selections will appear in the SKCC's print calendar. The popular event, which begins on the 2nd of January following the ARRL Straight Key Night, features club members calling CQ from all 13 regional call areas in the U.S. and from countries in six IARU continental regions. If you don't have a copy of this year's calendar and want to see some of the most popular designs created by members, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Having a new ham radio shack is always something worth celebrating. But what if your new shack also happens to be a valuable research tool and a center for the education of university students? Travis Lisk, N3ILS, takes us to one such shack on the campus of the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania.
The new radio shack inside the Loyola Science Center at the University of Scranton offers a vast view of the city five floors below. The state-of-the-art amateur radio equipment that make up the station offers a view of the world beyond and the electromagnetic activity above that provides the means by which we radio amateurs make HF contacts. This is the new shack for the W3USR Amateur Radio Club, which was founded 4 years ago. This is not just a headquarters for student operators on campus, but a research resource for students and faculty members who are involved in HAMSCI, the Citizen Scientist Investigation Group led by University Professor Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF. The shack will become a busy place as HAMSCI conducts its experiments funded by benefactors such as NASA, the National Science Foundation, and Amateur Radio Digital Communications. Outside, a 40-foot tower has antennas for HF, VHF, UHF satellite, and microwave frequencies, with some antennas on rotators. The shack officially opens its doors on Friday the 25th of October. The open house includes a public dedication ceremony and a lecture, followed by a buffet dinner for those who hold tickets to that event. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the ZS0 MOT repeater in Middleburg, South Africa, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. local time. Shipwrecks have always fascinated one radio amateur in Wisconsin, but none more than the sinking of a railcar ferry that killed everyone on board in 1922. The activation of a special event tells its story, as we hear from Paul Brown, WD9-GCO.
From the time he was a youngster, maritime stories and disasters always held a fascination for Nathan Banks, KC9HYY. When he recently learned of the tragic sinking of the SS Milwaukee railcar ferry, the October 22, 1922 disaster hit close to home for this Milwaukee area native. This wasn't like the Titanic, the Andrea Doria, or the Lusitania. This was a local story that held him spellbound. Nathan, who has been a ham for two decades, will be on the air for the inaugural special event station N9M from the 21st through to the 23rd of October. A special QSL card will be available for those working the station, either on single sideband, FT8, FT4, or possibly CW. Nathan hopes to spread the word about the ship's long career transporting train cars and the stories about the crew members who died when the vessel was swallowed up by Lake Michigan. There were no survivors. The wreck lies at the lake's bottom, 3 miles offshore, north of Milwaukee. This is Paul Brown, WD9-GCO.
The Alabama broadcaster who told police his AM radio station's tower was stolen last February has died. Brett Elmore, owner and general manager of WJLX in Jasper, Alabama, made headlines after reporting to authorities that the station's transmitter and 200-foot stainless steel AM tower had been stolen mysteriously overnight. The case has not been solved. News reports gave no cause of the broadcaster's death. He was 41. In New Mexico, more trouble for broadcast radio towers. The tower of an AM radio station in Albuquerque collapsed after being struck by a hot air balloon from the nearby International Balloon Fiesta on Friday, October 11th. The talk radio station, KKOB 770 AM, shut its 50,000-watt transmitter down as the pilot and his passengers, two young boys, descended a ladder on the tower near where the balloon had become entangled. No injuries were reported. The station stayed on the air at 96.3 FM. Local news media reported that, ironically, it was 20 years ago to the day that another balloon, also bearing the likeness of Smokey Bear, crashed into the same tower. In the world of DX, listen for Kazoo M0CFW on the air as 3B9/M0CFW from Rodriguez Island, iota number AF017 from the 22nd through to the 30th of October. Listen for him during the CQ Worldwide DX Single Sideband Contest, operating as 3B9KW. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Bernie, ZS4TX, and John, ZS6JON, will be on the air from Lesotho on 70 centimeters EME using the call sign 7P8Z. The grid square is KG30. They will do two moon passes starting on Friday the 18th of October at 1800 UTC moonrise and ending Sunday the 20th of October at 0500 UTC moonset. They'll also do some satellite passes, which include the ISS if available, RS-44 and SO-50, QSL via PA-3CMC and LOTW. Listen for Vasco 7Q7CT, George CT1BOL, Vasco D2ACE, and Fran EC7R, who will be using the call sign 7Q1, 7 Quebec 1, from Malawi between the 23rd of October and the 2nd of November. Listen for them in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest. QSL via EA7FTR. SATI JE1JKL will be operating as 9M6NA from Labuan Island, iota number OC133, in East Malaysia from the 23rd of October to the 25th of November. Listen for him in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest and the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Our final story takes us to the mountains of North Carolina, where the voices of the Mount Mitchell repeater carry hope amid hurricane wreckage. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, shares their story.
Many of the hams who call rural North Carolina home consider the region's Mount Mitchell repeater their home as well. The repeater, owned by Randy Johnston, N2GE, also became their refuge and their lifeline while the deadly force of Hurricane Helene tore their communities and their lives apart. Lynn Moose, KI4ZEK, was on the repeater on Friday, September 27th, as neighbors checked in to say they'd survived the winds and the floodwaters, as many looked for loved ones and sought help. Later, Dan, K2DMG, who is part of Iredell County Emergency Communications, stepped in to relieve Lynn as net control as Lynn went to assess damage at his own home. Dan was able to pass emergency traffic until he found himself on the road to Florida, where his parents were awaiting the arrival of Hurricane Milton. At that point, Vicky, AD3I, got on the air to help coordinate volunteers and resources. The repeater, however, passed more than traffic and reassurance during the 2 weeks of rescue and recovery. During moments when the repeater was less active, Lynn read a poem that his wife had found posted on Facebook, written by a North Carolina woman named Elizabeth Green Silvers. With that poem, the repeater now transmitted hope to a devastated community. These words are a part of that affirmation, quote, "Yet we still rise with mountains high, for in these hills our spirits fly," end quote. The full poem, posted October 6th, can be seen on the Facebook page of Elizabeth Green Silvers. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
We hope you've been enjoying the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Now it's your turn to try your hand at haiku authorship. Are you inspired? Pick up a pencil and share your ham radio experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. With thanks to Amateur Radio Weekly, Amateur Radio Digital Communications, David Behar, K7DB, 425DX News, IARU Region 3, IARU HST World Championship, KRGE.com, Lucian Y08SLC, Lynn Moose, KI4ZEK, Mount Mitchell Repeater, N2GE, Nathan Banks, KC9HYY, Radio Insight, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, Straight Key Century Club, University of Scranton, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org, and know we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.